Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark McCulley of the American Angus Association joining us in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
If we were talking about a normal year, it would be a large gathering of cattle producers and those interested in the Angus breed, all coming in early November to Kansas City for the 137th annual meeting of the American Angus Association. But not a normal year for the Angus breed, as so many of our agricultural meetings have gone totally virtual. They have not. They will still have folks gathering in Kansas City, but they're offering a virtual option as well. According to the Chief Executive Officer of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley, it's still going to be a great educational event.
So we've got a great program that has been put together. It'll be a combination of information and updates for Angus breeders and members. So we've got some educational sessions. We'll have some motivational and keynote speakers as well. We're, of course, encouraging both in-person or virtual attendance. We'll have some virtual options for folks to join us if that better suits their preferences.
Mark tells us that they'll be there to talk about making the Black Angus cow a better cow, emphasizing longevity and fertility.
Both of these really important topics are again, priorities for the board, and they're going to be priorities for the annual meeting coming up and going to be really a focal point of the education and of our speakers that are going to be in Kansas City at our annual meeting. We're excited to be able to have experts there to talk about fertility haplotypes. We're going to talk more about AHIR, inventory-based options, and some of the other great programs that the association's putting together for its membership.
Those educational topics that are being addressed by the American Angus Association attendees of their annual convention are at the heart of keeping the Angus breed ahead of the curve. Mark McCulley, he adds that it's not just the educational sessions, got some great keynoters, and of course, they've got the annual board of directors meeting that'll be happening on Monday afternoon in Kansas City with some members sitting in on a virtual basis.
So in conjunction with some great educational options, obviously we're going to do the important business meeting of the meeting of the delegates for the association and the election of a new board of directors, five new members coming onto the board. We're also really excited about our keynote speakers. We've got Mr. Jordy Nelson, former NFL Green Bay Packer, and Kevin Oshner. Excited about the inspirational and motivational message that they'll deliver. Again, excited to have folks there joining us in person or virtually.
So many things have had to be rearranged or canceled because of COVID-19, while the American Angus Association has had to modify their 137th annual convention, their business meeting. The business meeting will go on that Monday, the 9th of November. Most of the delegates will be there in person. Some will be online on a virtual basis, but they're all will be ready to conduct business.
You know, this year's been a year of change and modification, but we're really, really excited to be hosting the annual meeting, and we're really, really looking forward to seeing everybody in Kansas City or having you join us virtually. If you have any questions at all, of course, our team is here to help you. Give us a ring. Shoot us an email. We want to help you walk through any questions that you might have.
Details of the meeting this year available at angusconvention.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's performance sale, Friday, October 23rd. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.